listening to the Heartstring Songwriter Circle podcast. This showcase was recorded live at Karen Coffee in Winchester, Kentucky. In this episode, we will hear from singer-songwriters Aaron Sliney, Vanessa Davis, and Carly Heerlander. Let's get to it. I want to welcome everyone to the Heartstring Songwriter Circle. I'm Trish Torline, and I am your host for this evening. And tonight is an in-the-round style music showcase. In the round refers to a group of songwriters singing their songs in turn and sharing the stories behind them. One writer sings a song, and then the next sings the song, and so on down the line. From the first to the last is called a round, and then you go back to the first songwriter, and you start all over again. We usually get about four rounds in our showcase, and if we're moving pretty good and we're not into monologues, then who knows, we might get a fifth round in. It all just depends on how the evening goes, okay? All right, so getting into round one, I'm going to ask each artist before they sing their song and tell a little bit about their song to introduce themselves and tell you a little bit about themselves. Okay, so we're going to go up to the top here, and Aaron is going to start each of our rounds. Okay?
All right.
So we're going to our audience. We're going to go backwards, right to left, and it's all yours. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and then about your first song, and then just go right into your first song.
All right, sounds great. So my name is Aaron Sliney, and I grew up in Bourbon County, on the Clark County, Bourbon County line, and I've been working in Winchester for the past year, and so I'm really excited to be playing here in the Karen. I had lots of meetings here in the Karen, and then my first song I'm going to be singing tonight is pretty much the story of my life. It's called Truckee to Kentucky, so I'm hopefully coming up with an album that I'm going to record next week, hopefully, and that will be the title track and the first track of that album. And so I was born in Truckee, California, but pretty much since I was one, I grew up all through in Kentucky. Once I graduated college, I had a restless streak, and I spent a lot of time moving back and forth across the country, leading hikes, traveling, teaching about nature, and then working outside. And so this song kind of sums up my 20s in a way, my time from going back and forth across the country. Yeah, so I'm really excited to share it with you. All right, here we go. I'm gonna write a song about my life, and I'm gonna play it really nice. And I'll sing that song from a Truckee to Kentucky, then back again. May 15th of 1989, I was born in a forest of pine. Only thinner than that I knew how the Tahoe went blue, how the sun had burned my face. My daddy took me to the lake. After that day, I ain't seen it no more, till the day I turned 24. I moved from Truckee to Kentucky, and then back again. Been here before, but I just can't remember when. My heart knew where the stars were when I came into this world. I moved from a Truckee to Kentucky when I was a little girl. Yes, I grew up just a little girl on a farm, swinging in tires, doing flips to break my arm, singing songs with the family, and hanging from ropes in the apple tree. Then a nice young man, he wanted to marry me. We'd stomp in creeks and start a family. But something inside of me just wouldn't let that be. I had to go out west, I had to go fly free. I moved from Truckee to Kentucky, and then back again. I've been here before, but I just can't remember when. My heart knew where the stars were when I came into this world. I moved from a Truckee to Kentucky when I was a little girl. And then I was 25, scaling cliffs, feeling alive. The Tahoe water is really cold, but I use it to invigorate my soul. And then I was 28, playing guitar or staying up late. Don't know where I'll settle down, so I'll keep on traveling from town to town. I moved from Truckee to Kentucky and then back again. I've been here before, but I just can't remember when. My heart knew where the stars were when I came into this world. I moved from Truckee to Kentucky when I was a little girl. Yeah, I spent 5 years going from Truckee to Kentucky, Kentucky back to Truckee, and then back again. By train, by plane, by car, Lord, it's very far. From Truckee to Kentucky, then back again. Now I'm a-feeling fine at 29. Just have a few more lines. Wasting more time. Yes, I'm feeling fine at 29. Just have a few more lines and I'll keep adding lines as time goes by. But for now, here's the song.
Great job. Wonderful. I like that. Truckee from Kentucky. That's an awesome, awesome title. Okay. Next up.
Hi, Miss
Vanessa.
I'm Vanessa Davis, and I live in Lexington, where I have been since 2005. And I write a lot of breakup songs. So I'm going to take you way back to... about circa 19-year-old Vanessa. And I wasn't that much older than you, Carly. And this is, well, what happened in this situation was the guy kind of just like forgot to break up with me. So he just like stopped. Now you would say he ghosted me, but this was like before the social meds. So he just kind of stopped phoning me on my landline. And until I eventually got the message, but anyway, this is called Do the Same. I guess it's all. So you can do the same. So you can do the same. My soul is still in its dominion. It doesn't fade with your opinion. I exist on my own. I'm still alive when you're alone. But I'm not allowed to love you, and I am not allowed to cry. I'll keep nonchalant and tame, so you can do the same. So you can do the same. I'd like some clarity, I'm a little confused. Is it okay to throw away what's been used? Sure, if it's yours or mine, but I am not allowed to love you, and I am not allowed to cry. I'll keep nonchalant and tame, so you can do the same. I'm not allowed to love you, yeah. I'm not allowed to cry. I'll keep nonchalant. The same.
Thank you.
Great. That's awesome. Now, our next artist is, and one of my favorite things about the showcase and Heartstring Songwriter Circles is that I want to support, and if you look at the top of the sheet, it talks about we're here to educate, elevate, and celebrate songwriters and performers, and taking kids. I mean, when I was young, I would have loved to have someone come alongside of me and mentor me and somebody to learn from. And so that is another purpose of the Songwriter Circle and why I created the Student Spotlight. And so this evening, we have one of Vanessa's students. Yeah, and this is Carly Heilander. I probably just stole your thunder there, but
you're good.
Anyway, so I'm just going to let you okay? Tell them a little bit about yourself.
Yeah.
All right, go for it. Now hush.
My name is Carly Heilander. I'm a senior in high school.
Where you go to school?
STEAM Academy.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, we do like cool college courses, which is a little overwhelming but also exciting. So, I'm very new at this, but I like it a lot.
Everyone starts somewhere.
Yeah.
So you're new for now.
New for now. Ooh,
yeah. After tonight, you're not new anymore.
No.
You're being inducted. This is it.
Okay. Well, I guess
you're a senior.
Yeah, I'm a senior. Yeah, most of my songs have only been performed in front of my cats, so this is new.
Do your cats like them?
I hope
they're
so.
Indifferent. They're cats.
Yeah,
but you know, one of them will like get scared when I play, but the other one is like fine. I guess my first song really have a, none of my songs really have titles, but this one I guess like call it like Breathe, but it's about like when things just feel so big and overwhelming, and you're like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. And, like, it feels like everything is, like, falling apart, but in reality it's, like, I don't know. It kind of brings me comfort to feel like I'm a little speck in the universe and, like, what I do, like, won't, like, be super giant and, like, cause explosions and stuff, and I'll be okay. And, like, even if I, like, yeah, like, and I kind of, I don't know why that brings me comfort, but that's what this song is about. So, yeah. Sometimes it feels like the world will fall to a million broken pieces. Sometimes it feels like there'll be no spontaneous sword and shield savior to save us in time. So we're all gonna die, which is true, but I'll be there with you when it's time to open our eyes to the sky. One more sigh. Just breathe. Just breathe. Chill out, the world's not gonna end tonight. They've been saying that for 5 years, and it hasn't happened yet, so we've still got time. I swear it's not the end of the world as we know it. No zombies, no giant bugs or space aliens from Area 51, at least not yet. But they'd probably be nicer than the current US government. And if there's anything we should worry about, it's that. Just breathe. Just breathe. Chill out, the world's not gonna end tonight. They've been saying that for 5 years, and it hasn't happened yet, so we've still got time. Technically, we're living in the safest time in the universe. No plagues, no raids, no crusades tonight. But for some reason, we have the most military weapons in history. We're losing more lives by having those in line. Just breathe. Just breathe. Chill out, the world's not gonna end tonight. They've been saying that for 5 years, and it hasn't happened yet, so we've still got time. We're just being paranoid. That paper I didn't turn in for English is not gonna end the world. When I got a 17 on my math ACT, the world didn't end. That emoji I sent you and then contemplated the entire meaning of the message didn't end the world. When I accidentally called my Volvo a vulva in front of you, the world didn't end. When I texted you hi after 3 months, it didn't cause the end of the world. When I tripped down the stairs in front of some strangers, the world didn't end. When I wore the shirt I wanted to, it didn't cause the end of the world. When I actually shared my feelings with you, the world didn't end. Just breathe. Just breathe. Chill out. The world's not gonna end tonight. They've been saying that for 5 years, and it hasn't happened yet, so we've still got time. We're just being paranoid.
That was awesome. Very astute for a senior in high school. And so true. So true. Well, I'm glad I'm not singing this round. It's true what they say, never follow a kid. Anyway, I will sing after the second round, just because... You know, I want these three to have the focus of the night. I'm blessed to be able to do this every 2 weeks. So I'll sing after the second round, and probably maybe one after the third, maybe, or the fourth. Definitely after the fourth. We'll see how our time goes. So, but that was awesome, sweetie.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Well, we have just completed round one. So, you know, Carly's just performed in public and done a wonderful job, sweetheart. You did great. Just relax. Just relax. No, but it didn't. You know, we all just breathe. There's it, right? Yeah. So we're getting ready for round two. Now, in this round, I have a question for our artist. So we'll go down to answer the question first, and then we'll go back around to start the songs. Okay. I promise you can answer the question. It's not that tough. So here we go. Here is the question. All right. Can you remember the first time you wrote a song? And tell us a little bit about it.
Oh.
That's really hard because I had pieces of songs that kind of came here and there. Then they would come, and at that point, I wasn't playing the guitar; I was playing the piano. But I do remember, so, and I was talking about this earlier, so I went to Governor's Scholars in between my junior and senior year of high school, and then they encouraged us to write a song and record it all together as a class.
Awesome.
And that's not something I'd never written a song and actually performed it for someone at that point. And really, I took a song, I kind of twisted a song that my mom wrote, and then, but it was all about not knowing anything, just being like completely... adding a lot of words to kind of the piano piece that she had, but that I don't know. At that point, I was 17, and I'm like, the world is just so open, and they're making us make all these decisions, and my life can go anywhere at this
point. Yeah,
don't
get me started on that one. Yeah. But anyway.
So, yeah, and then when we all recorded it, and so that was my first song.
What, you remember the name of it?
I think it was just I Don't Know.
I don't know.
I think it was very, very simple. And then when I later like started writing songs that I felt like were more real songs, I came to terms with the fact that they can be simple and they don't have to be like super crazy. I can play G, C, and D, and I can sing about not wanting to leave home, and that can be a song. So
true, very true. Awesome, Vanessa. What about you?
My first song that I wrote was a piano song. What I started doing, I was raised on classical music, but then on the flip side, jazz. So my mom is a classical musician and was my music teacher in voice and piano. Voice at the ripe old age of 2.
And that worked?
I would
Your
not,
mom being
worked,
your teacher?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She let me start taking voice lessons when I was 2 because I would not shut up about wanting to take voice lessons because I would watch all the other kids come to our house and take singing lessons, and I just wanted them so badly. So she finally let me sing. I grew up taking classical piano lessons, and so everything's, you know, to me anyway, as a kid, it was either wrong or it was right. Then I was like, oh, you can actually, like, come up with your own things on the piano, and so I remember figuring out, I don't remember what the song was, it was one of those Hollywood hit songs that goes, da-da, da-da-da, da-na-na, does anyone remember that song? Da-na. I don't know what it's called, but anyway, so that was my first kind of like arrangement of a song that I did on piano, and after that it kind of just opened up this whole thing to me, like, oh, you can make up your own stuff. So the first song that I wrote was a piano instrumental called Waves, and I want to say I wrote it in the 3rd grade, and then I started writing for voice and piano. I picked up the guitar at 14, and because again, you can't take a piano to a fireside, right? I talk a lot, you guys. It's a problem. That was a very long answer. The next question you ask, I'll just say yes or no.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
When did I write my first song? 3rd grade.
Oh, that's what it was.
The end.
There you go. Okay, now I know you've just started this journey, so you ought to be able to remember this. What was the first song?
Well, I'd say unofficially, when I was a kid, running around my house going like, da, da, da. Like, that was my first songs.
There you go.
But
I remember.
I think, like, I don't know. I wrote, like, I would never finish things. And so I would just write, like, little mini things and
That's
then, like,
okay.
record them. And then I think my first song, I took a history of rock and roll class. And so we learned, like, all the history. And our teacher was like, hey, make some songs with some friends. And I was like, oh, okay. And I wrote a song for my sisters for like their birthday, like encouraging them. And that was really cool. And I got to like record it and stuff. Yeah. And then I just kept writing things and I'm slowly loosening up because I get nervous about like finalizing things because I'm like, oh no, this is the final thing. I'm like, oh. But I think now I'm getting better at that. So...
Awesome. Enjoyed hearing your stories. Now let's get into the songs. So what's your second song, Miss Erin?
Well, I just decided to change it. So,
okay.
Speaking of, you know, first songs and going back to a song where I just can make a simple song in G, C, and D and talk about not leaving home. that was kind of started my second phase of songwriting. So, you know, when I was a kid, there was, you know, some here and there in high school, middle school, you know, maybe bits and pieces. But this might have been, I was 27, 28, and I wrote a song, and I was really sad. I was, like, really sad about not leaving home. Like, I was bawling. And it's funny because I had traveled a lot at that point. Like, I had been all over the place. But for some reason, at this point in time, I was not having it. I was about to drive by myself to California, which I had done before, but I wasn't ready. And so that's kind of where this song came out, and it kind of had a rebirth of songwriting for me, mm-hmm. and seeing like, you know what, it's okay. It can be simple. And so that's a song I'm about to sing with you. I might not have practiced it as much as the other one, so we'll see how it goes.
It's okay. We're all singing.
And I don't actually have an official name for it besides maybe I don't want to leave my home. Yeah, I don't wanna leave my home again. Don't wanna drive away from my family and my friends. Just wanna gather them all around, drink this whiskey down. Yeah, I don't wanna go away again. Well, I don't wanna pass away in bags, the last traces of some memories that I had. But things have to fade away to make room for today. Still, I don't wanna give away memories of my friend. Sometimes it's nice to have a cry and remember that at any time we could die. So we should soak up love today and make music all the way. And that's why I don't wanna leave my home again. I don't wanna pack up and say goodbye. No, it feels like I was just in saying hi. But I've already left my lover, and now I'm leaving my brother. I don't really want to leave them again. I don't want to go away again. To do it all again.
Very nice. Very nice. So you mentioned your mom.
Yes,
your mom writes?
Yes. A few songs on the piano for sure.
Nice song. Miss Vanessa.
We're sharing a chord here. Okay, well, now for something completely different. So I told you guys I write a lot of breakup songs. This one's very silly. I wrote it about, yay, I wrote it about a year ago, even though I haven't had a breakup in a long time. But people out there are still having breakups, and so people still need to hear breakup songs. And this is, okay, so verse one is a true story. I always have to test out where that high chord is on this guitar. I used to have this boyfriend who loved coffee and was always trying to get me to drink coffee. And I hated coffee. And about the second that we broke up, I was like, I'm going to start drinking coffee. That'll show him. and so this song came out of that. And it's just about the things that people do to get over a breakup and to prove that they're okay and all those crazy, silly things. So it's called Long, Long List. Oh, I started drinking coffee just to spite you. I had to shake my drinking habits up. I Started drinking coffee just to spite you, 'cause you'll never ever see me drink a cup. Every sip tastes like licking a turtle. My stomach ties in knots and I can feel the cream curdle. But I started drinking coffee just to spite you, 'cause you'll never ever see me drink a cup. I got a long, long list of things I gotta do to prove that I'm over you. Oh, I got my tongue pierced just to show you that there's a part of me you'll never ever see. I got my tongue pierced just to show you that this time I'm doing something just for me. I can't say my F's and it's getting infected, but it's not half as painful as being rejected. Oh, I got my tongue pierced just to show you that this time I'm doing something just for me. I got a long, long list of things I gotta do to prove that I'm over you. And thanks for the idea to change up my tattoo, the one I have of you that says your name. Now it's got a giant flaming X running through, and you'll never ever know it's not the same. Your memories won't hurt so much when I'm thinking of you every time I retouch. So thanks for the idea to change up my tattoo, but you'll never ever know it's not the same. I got a long, long list of things I gotta do to prove that I'm over you. Oh, I made friends with your girlfriend just to show you that I'm over you and really doing great. I made friends with your girlfriend just to show you that I wish you both the best and there's no hate. Well, seeing you together makes me throw up in my mouth, but I'll be right here waiting when the whole thing goes south. Oh, I made friends with your girlfriend just to show you that I'm over you and really doing great. I got a long, long list of things I gotta do to prove that I'm over.
I love that song.
Thank you.
Miss Carly, what you gonna do?
This is a sad song, so I'm like countering it, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, we've been up, now we're going down.
Yeah. I don't know, I wrote this like just pattern that I really liked and I didn't know what to put in it. It's like about like, I have trouble sleeping at night because of like, you know, you get like a lot of thoughts and it's like the day catches up to you and you're like, oh, this is like everything that happened today and everything I'm worried about. So it's kind
just
of about
breathe.
That. Yeah. Counters my other soul. Ah. I do think, ah. yeah, that's this one. So it's just like about the thoughts that like kind of bother you at night.
Try to forget, but the thoughts come rushing in. It's like an overload in my brain of every single mistake. Try meditation, medication, self-deprecation, but nothing's made a proper proclamation, so I can't find a way to get out of my head today. So it's a 2 a.m. confrontation. No dream vacation, but I have died of ways to run away. Something's happening, something's happening, something's happening to me. Something's happening, oh, something's happening, happening, happening to me. I feel I owe an exclamation for every feeling in a conversation. I'm just longing for a connection without a direction. But I'm back to staring at the ceiling with a lack of any feeling. So I can't get away from myself today. So it's a 2 a.m. confrontation. No dream vacation, but I hear the thought of ways to run away. Something's happening, something's happening, something's happening to me. Something's happening, oh, something's happening. Is something wrong with me? Two AM confrontation. No dream vacation, but I hear thigh. To run away. Yes, I have thought of ways to run away.
An awesome mom.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I get to do one. I think I'm going to do this song that I wrote last year for the acoustic guitar project. This song is entitled On My Way, and being a teacher for so many years and teaching what I call the hormone years, I've just seen so many kids just get really down on themselves and wanting to be perfect, and somebody says something to them. You know, words are really hard in those years, and those kids really don't know how hard their words can hurt. And they have this vision in their head of what they think perfect is. Unfortunately, it's usually what they see on television and in print magazines and things. And so I just started thinking, nobody's perfect. And perfection really is a journey. It's the end of the journey. It's perfection is trying to be a better person, to become a better you, whatever you are. To me, that is perfection. And so I love the phrase. I love listening to Joyce Meyer, and she says, I may not be perfect, but I'm on my way. You know, I'm okay right where I am, right here, right now, and I'm on my way, growing and learning learning how to become a better person. So that's kind of what this song embodies.
Nobody's perfect, this is a familiar phrase.
We're all human and we make mistakes. Perfection's a road, not a destination. Every day we live, we get an education. I've got a long road ahead of me to be all that I was made to be. That's okay, 'cause I'm on my way. I'm not where I wanna be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. I'm okay, and I'm on my way. Just because I haven't arrived yet doesn't mean I'm not making progress. I'm okay, and I'm on my way. Life is a journey, and our role is to press on and learn from the things that have come and gone. Job is to get up every day and do our best, and trust that God will do the rest. I've got a long road ahead of me to be all I was made to be. That's okay, 'cause I'm on my way. I'm not where I wanna be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. I'm okay, yes, I'm on my way. Just because I haven't arrived yet doesn't mean I'm not making progress. I'm okay, and I'm on my way. I'm okay, and I'm on my way. I'm not where I wanna be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. I'm okay, and I'm on my way.
Thank you very much. Ooh, it's been a while since I sung that one. Oh, well, thank you so much. Here's our question. For round three, this is an easy one. And this is for Carly. So I want you to think about, so Aaron and Vanessa and myself, we're going to think about what we wished we would have known about songwriting when we were where Carly is right now. You know, hindsight's 20/20. So what advice about songwriting can we give to her to encourage her?
I want to just start by saying I'm extremely impressed by the songs that you already have.
Yes, yes.
They're really great, and it's the feeling that they give. And you can tell that you're singing from the heart. And so, I mean, I say just keep doing what you're doing and own it. And just, like, don't be afraid to share what comes out, because it's wonderful. And I think that it's things that maybe you need to hear, but also that the world will benefit from hearing.
Well said. Well said. Well spoken. Vanessa. Now, I know you see... Carly every week, and I know you probably told her a lot already. But
I was just thinking, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I gave you advice yesterday. I think I saw you yesterday for your lesson. And she ran through her songs with me, and I said, you know, the important thing isn't whether or not you make a mistake. The important thing is meaning what you say, and people are going to connect with that. They're looking for an artist. When someone's up on stage, they're looking for something that they can connect to. They're not looking for perfection. So it's like, if you made a mistake, it's not going to be the end of the world. Probably no one would even notice. And even if you completely bomb and have to start over again, no one's going to care. They're there to see your artistry come through your songs.
Heart.
Yeah.
Very well said. Very well said. Just keep writing and write often. As Aaron said, you have some great stuff, kid. You're on your way. You're on your journey. You're heading down that path. And one of these days, you know, even we've been doing this a while, but we're still not where we want to be, probably. You're always walking down that road, and you're growing. That's the key to, I think, anything in our life, is to continue to grow in whatever we're doing, whether it's a life skill or it's a music skill, your songwriting, and just keep growing. Just keep growing, and you're going to be awesome. I can't wait to hear what you come up with in a year. So you have to come back. You have to promise me you come back, right? And you got to bring her with you. You got to bring Vanessa with you. And just keep doing it, kid. You're rocking it out. So, it's great.
Thank you.
All right. All right. So, round three, songs. Here we go. So, Aaron, what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing my breakup song.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is more of me being the heartbreaker. This is my heartbreaker song. and so it's called Brutal Honesty, and you'll maybe find out why it's called Brutal Honesty. I've realized that I can be a lot more honest in my songs than I can be in real life, with people engaging face-to-face. And so the person that this song is written about has never actually heard it, even though we are officially broken up. But then I'm realizing that there's songs that I write that then tell me things. So this song I wrote before I was even thinking about breaking up with this person. And then I was like, well, I wrote a song about it that I kind of like. And so this needs to happen ultimately was kind of part of the decision-making process. Like, well, I have a song about it. So ultimately, it must be in my heart somewhere that this needs to happen. here we go. Here we go. Well, I said, honey, I'm sorry, but I'm about to break your heart. You can't do nothing about it, and I'm about to start. You ain't done nothing either, and I know you'll fall apart. But, honey, I'm so sorry, I have to break your heart. Well, I really do wish that it's really unfair. I have to compare you and him today. He's the strongest, toughest bastard I met to this day. And what's more, he's hardworking and he writes like him in ways. But honey, I'm so sorry we have to fade away. Well, I really do wish that I could kiss you with all my love. You're so soft and sweet, my little turtle dove. But this song, oh, it feels like it was sent from up above. So, honey, I'm so sorry, I gotta say this to our love. Yeah, I said, honey, I'm sorry, but I'm about to break your heart. Can't do nothing about it, and I'm about to start. You ain't done nothing either, and I know you'll fall apart. But, honey, I'm so sorry, I have to break your heart. But I tell you, I don't wanna break your heart. I don't wanna break your heart. Don't wanna break. I don't wanna break your heart. No, I don't wanna break your heart. I don't wanna break your heart. Don't wanna break. I don't wanna break your heart. But what else am I supposed to do now that I've written this song about you? Don't you be so blue, there ain't nothing me you can do. Cause the heart'll say what it may, and I ain't about to be the one to fight it. So I'm sorry to say that this is the day that you are gonna be slighted. I said, honey, I'm so sorry, but I'm about to break your heart. You can't do nothing about it, and I'm about to start. You ain't done nothing either, and I know you'll fall apart. But honey, I'm so sorry, I had to break your heart. Well, honey, I'm sorry, but I'm about to break your heart. Can't do nothing about it, and I'm about to start. You ain't done nothing either, and I know you'll fall apart. But honey, I'm so sorry, I have to break. I really have to break. Yes, I have to break your heart.
Yeah!
I love that.
That was awesome.
Not just because it's a breakup song, but because it's awesome.
Heartbreaking song. So
yes,
I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
Between that one and the coffee song, I'm just feeling empowered.
It was a good move, ultimately. It was a good move.
There you go. Vanessa, what you gonna do? What you gonna sing?
What you gonna do when they come for you? So I mentioned that my mom's a classical musician, so shout out to my mom for teaching me how to put chord combinations together. Yay. And she not only taught me singing and piano lessons, but she also, when I was older, taught me written theory and, you know, how to put music and chords and melodies together and whatnot. So shout out to my mom.
She
yes.
teach?
Yeah.
Where did she teach? Privately or in the school?
Privately.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
She has her music education degree, so she substitute taught sometimes in schools, but mainly she had her own studio, which my sister and I both followed in her footsteps, so we each have our own private studios as well.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So, and my dad's a jazz musician, so this next song I just call the jazz song because it's written in a jazz style, and so this song I wrote, I was doing a year abroad in Australia, and I was missing my boyfriend, who is now my husband, a lot. And so I was playing all of the love songs that I could think of, but none of them quite did it. None of them sounded like him. None of them described him. And so I was like, well, I don't have a song that tells me about you, so I'm going to write one. And so I did. And then I called it the jazz song.
Songs to play, but none that tell me about you. There's so many feelings there to feel, and while they may be vague, there's none that melt me quite like you. Your voice is low, your eyes are blue, your kiss is like ooh, 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 ooh. Your hair's getting long, your arms are so strong, they keep me home. I can't think of anyone keep me holding on to you. And I know I've never found someone who's written you like I have done. A song about you.
Thank you. I want to hear the solo.
He gets so embarrassed by that song. He's like, don't play that when I'm in the room. I love to embarrass him, though.
What are you thinking for your third song?
For my third, this is a cheesy song.
A cheesy song.
Yeah, it's like a motivation song.
Oh, so I love this song.
A cheesy motivation song.
It's no cheesier than Long Long List. So one cheese deserves another.
But I wrote it like really last minute for the songwriting thing that I did for Vanessa.
And those are the best ones. It's the ones that you just...
It was like really last minute, and I was feeling really like I was like because I like didn't get accepted into this like program that was gonna help me like get into colleges, and I was like but then I was like, okay, well I need like a motivational song, like a one that you're like doing like a power walk to or something.
So I gotcha.
Yeah.
Your very own Final Countdown kind of song.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Basically. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, here you go. You're ready to roll. Charging into the show, you're standing tall. You can't fall. Go get 'em, go get 'em, go get 'em, get 'em, get 'em, get 'em. Oh, here you are, a fire in the dark, ready to spark, ready to start. Oh, oh, you'll go far, farther than the mark. Maybe to Florida, maybe to England. You'll be singing, you'll be drinking. A toast to your achievement. There's no stopping you. You'll make it through. Go show 'em. Go show 'em. Go show 'em. Go show 'em. Show 'em. Show 'em. Show 'em. After your fifth rejection letter, it may feel like you have no future, and maybe it would be better to crawl in your hole with your computer. But seriously, it just wasn't time for you to shine your glow in. Your glowing light. Oh, here you go. You're ready to roll. Charging into the show, you're standing tall. You can't fall. Go get 'em, go get 'em, go get 'em, get 'em, get 'em, get 'em. Oh, here you are, a fire in the dark, ready to spark, ready to start. Oh, oh, you'll go far, farther than the mark, farther than Florida, maybe to England. Screw the rejections. you're not second guessing your talent. You'll get it, you'll get it, you'll get it, get it, get it, get it. Feel a screw of rejection. You're not second guessing your talent. You'll get it someday, I swear.
Awesome. Here's our question for the beginning of the fourth round. Aaron, if you could collaborate on a song with anyone, who would it be?
Oh, dear. Probably Willie Nelson, because it would be super fun. I love Willie Nelson. So when I, as I said, when I was like learning how to just do like, he was... So on my road trip out west, when I didn't want to leave my home, I listened to Willie Nelson's autobiography, and it really helped give that, you know, it can just be simple. Also, he might not be alive for very much longer, and so I think it would really just be great to have the whole hanging out part with Willie Nelson. And he's collaborated with, like, so many different people.
Why not you?
This is obvious because her poster is up on my music studio, but Jewel, 100%. Jewel was the reason I learned how to play bar chords when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she's an incredible songwriter, and the way that she emotes when she sings and all of the different colors that she has in her voice, if I could just be a little bit more like Jewel every day of writing, I think I'd be a happy person. So I would love to collaborate with her.
Yeah. Carly.
Oh, so many.
You ever thought about it?
Mom says she does.
Amanda Palmer. She's like a punk, like, I don't know. She does everything from, like, I don't know. She'll go, like, classical piano to, like, a ukulele song with, like, kazoos. Which is, I really, like, admire her.
And eclectic.
Right? She's really cool.
Several genres.
She introduced me to her videos, and I'm just, like,
just a very talented lady.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I just love how all of her songs have, like, a message. And I love how she...
Sweet.
She always does, like, stuff, like, hot off the press. Like, she'll, like, write something really quick and then, like, post it and be like, hey, this is a collaborative thing with, like, people who, like, follow her. She's like, write your own stuff or, like, put stuff in the comments. What should I put in this one verse and stuff? And it's like,
she appreciates her fans.
Yeah.
Very appreciative. That's awesome.
I don't know. I just like her style, and she just seems so, like, open to everything. So
real.
I like, yeah, she's real.
Very yeah. cool. All right, me. Carole King. I think it would be Carole King. Yeah, even though she plays piano, that's cool. James Taylor plays with her, and he plays guitar. So, you know, that'll work. But just the body of work that she has, and I'm always amazed when I find out that she wrote that song. And there's so many songs that back in her early days that that she was part of. Just blows my mind. Her catalog and body of work. So and for me, it'd be Carole King. Yeah. All right. Let's start our fourth round. All right, Aaron, what you going to do?
I'm going to sing my doom and gloom climate change song.
Yeah.
Okay.
doom and gloom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so it kind of made me think of this when Carly was playing her song, and it was like, everything's okay. The world's not going to end. Well, this is like, the world is going to end. Or maybe not the world is going to end, but, you know, things might happen that might be doomy and gloomy. Sometimes my dad says, Aaron, you're such a downer with your songs. I'm like, I know, but so I'm an environmental educator. I just got my master's in resilient and sustainable communities.
Congratulations.
There's a lot of subjects that I end up with in my face that are really sad and kind of depressing and scary. And so that I think that one of the ways that I process this is through songs. This song comes into just some pieces of being around, being in storms, part of it. And then another part, I was just like, it was late at night, and I think I just like, sometimes I just record things into my phone. And this is something that I recorded just like a piece into my phone, and I didn't think about it, and like it would might have been a month later I listened to it. I'm like, I don't remember that at all, but I like it. So that's kind of where this song comes from. Oh, song is one that Darnby really rocks on the trumpet, and so I'm sad that he's not playing it right now.
I wish I had my trumpet. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, the rich man rules. He makes our rules. His long-term plan, put more money in his hand. He wants more, so he takes from the poor. He don't give a damn that we're running out of land. Oh, you ruin it with your ways. You ruin it with your greedy games. You ruin it, ruin it, ruin it. Yeah, we got one earth and we're going berserk on it. We don't have to do it this way. Well, the earth is starting to cry. The oceans are rising, they're rising the tides. We got storms, they're brewing all around. We got all these ships and all these ships coming down. Oh, 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 oh. It's getting crazy up in here. The storm is coming pretty near, and we don't know what we're gonna do. I just know I wanna stay here with you. Yeah, the water is starting to rise. Don't know whether we're safe inside. The rain, it keeps falling, it keeps falling to the ground. No, I don't want this ship to go down. Yeah, let it go. This way. Well, the earth is starting to cry. The oceans are rising, they're rising the tides. We got storms everywhere all around. We got all these ships and all these ships are coming down. Oh.
Awesome. Aaron, real quick, before we move on to Vanessa, do you have, what's your online presence?
I don't really have much, so I've been doing a lot of computer work and a lot of other work, but hopefully soon we're going to start all of this, and
all
right. I'm going to record an album. Right now I'm just on Facebook as Aaron Sliney and Instagram as Blue Heron, but yes.
Cool. All right. Yeah, Miss Vanessa.
Hey. Hi.
Hey.
So this song is about a year old, and I wrote it when I came home from a run, and it was really hot outside. Threw myself in the shower, decided the shower was too hot, so I made it a cold shower, and then I realized that I hate cold showers, so I kept going back and forth, and I was too hot, and I was too cold, and I said to myself, okay, Goldilocks, make up your mind, and I went, ooh, that's a hook. So so I wrote a story around that concept of, like, just make up your mind, decide what you want. And yeah, so this is called Okay Goldilocks. Mm-hmm.
You tiptoe in, but then you go out swinging. Scream so softly, it leaves my ears ringing. One hot temper and one cold shoulder. A firing pistol without any holder. You don't use the front door, no, you sneak in through the back. And judge everything from my bed to my snack. It's too hot, it's too cold, it's too hard, it's too broke. You're treating me like this is some kind of joke. Unfair and uncalled for, you know it's unkind. Okay, Goldilocks, make up your mind. You put your feet up and crack a little smile. You brought your suitcase, guess you're staying for a while. Open the zipper and get out the crown that you wear so well when you're wearing me down. You're one tough cookie and I'm starting to crumble. I serve you dinner and I hear you mumble. It's too hot, it's too cold, it's too hard, it's too broke. You're treating me like this is some kind of joke. Unfair and uncalled for, you know it's unkind. Okay, Goldilocks, make up your mind, your manners, and mind your P's and Q's. 'Cause you're sitting pretty, but I'm the one with nothing to lose. Oh, I'm throwing you out and I'm unlocking the door. Earplugs in, I can't hear you anymore. Oh, you may be blue in the face from the strain, but I can't hear your worn out refrain. It's too hot, it's too cold, it's too hard, it's too broke. You're treating me like this is some kind of joke. Unfair and uncalled for, you know it's unkind. Okay, Goldilocks, it's too hot, it's too cold, it's too hard, it's too broke. You're treating me like this is some kind of joke. Unfair and uncalled for, you know it's unkind. Okay, Goldilocks, make up your mind. Make up your mind.
Thank you. Awesome. Online presence for you?
Oh, yeah. So I am on Facebook at Vanessa Davis Music. I'm on Instagram at Songwriter Vanessa. And I'm on YouTube, Vanessa Davis on YouTube.
Okay. And yes. I forgot to ask Aaron, but do you have any gigs where they can come and hear you?
I have a few things coming up. I have, honestly, a private show coming up, so I can't like invite people
sure.
to it. I'm doing the Bob Dylan tribute concert at First Presbyterian Church in November. I think it's November 8th. Every year they do a benefit there, and they audition a bunch of bands and solo acts, and they book about a dozen people. And last year was Joni Mitchell. And so I applied with my band, and this year we just had a hard time getting together to rehearse, so I applied solo for the Bob Dylan tribute and got selected for that. So I'll be playing in
Congrats.
The Bob Dylan tribute. And those tickets are free. You just have to ask for them. So you can call, and there's going to be lots of really amazing musicians
Great.
Participating in that. So, yeah.
That'll be fun. Aaron, Yay. You have anything coming up?
So I've been, as I said, more of just like practicing, working, but I will collect emails. If I've got a notebook, maybe I'll pass around at the end so that when
yeah.
I do have an album come out, that people can get a link to it.
Absolutely, and let me know too, and I can put it on the Heartstrings
Perfect.
Facebook awesome. Page, and I'll put it on mine.
Thank you so much.
I love supporting fellow artists, and it's what we do. We're a community,
yeah.
and that's... another reason for Heartstring Songwriter Circle, to build community among songwriters and to share our gifting with each other. And the young ones coming up.
Yay.
So let me tell you, thank you for coming.
Thank you for...
How about another round of applause for this awesome young lady?
Thank you.
Do you have any questions for us?
Ooh, put her on the spot.
That's it.
Finding, like, confidence... Like performing,
because I get so like nervously.
Experience. There's no replacement for experience.
Yes, doing
I
this.
I believe I told you this yesterday.
Yes. There you go. It's like every time you have an opportunity.
It will make you nervous until it doesn't, and just keep mm-hmm. doing it. And I was telling Carly too, like there's no replacement for performance. Even, I mean, always practice, but that's no replacement for performance too, because every audience is different. And you connect to your audience in a different way, and you create a different connection and a different relationship just depending on what the atmosphere is like, what they want to hear. And so figuring out what mood they're in, hey guys, and what they want to hear, and speaking, I guess, you were talking about before how like your songs connect to people, and you figure out that like what you needed to say is what other people needed to hear. You find those moments, and they're magic, and you learn to identify them, and it can be hit and miss. Like I've told you, there's times where I prepare a set list and I go in and perform, and I'm like, yeah, I missed it. That was just the wrong set list for that day. And it's a craft, you hone it. And mm-hmm. I think the better you get at identifying what works for an audience, the better you'll get at also taking that into a studio and knowing when it's right. And then you'll be like, yes, that was that magic moment. You'll know, you'll feel it. Yeah.
Sing as often as you possibly can in front of anyone, whether it's mom or
cats.
Things like your cats. Well, yeah, I mean, it's just doing. Just doing. Anytime you want to come and sing, you let me know. You have Miss Vanessa get in touch with me, and I'll put you on the lineup, because that's what this is about,
yeah.
Giving people experience and an opportunity and a platform to do what we're doing tonight. So just any opportunity you get.
And remember that people like music, and so a lot of times I'm like, I don't know if I want to pick up my guitar and play right now, but a lot of times people are like, wow, someone picked up their guitar and they played. You know,
yeah.
It's like you just took that step, and you're like, I've never played a song and someone's like, I really wish that girl wasn't playing the guitar right now. You know, like.
And you can take it anywhere.
Yeah.
You can take it anywhere. Did we? Yeah. You do good?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, how about another round of applause for our artists this evening? Aaron Sliney, Vanessa Davis, and Carly Helander. Thank you so much for coming tonight and supporting these artists. God bless you, and I hope to see you soon at another Heartstrings Songwriters Circle Showcase. God bless.
Be sure to check out Aaron, Vanessa, and Carly online. All of their links are included in the show notes. If you have enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate, subscribe, and leave a review? We appreciate you listening and hope you will join us again for another episode of the Heartstrings Songwriter Circle Podcast.